glorify you, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify you, Father. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Father, for the power of the new nature, the life that was given to us. Now the Lord is that Spirit being the life of that new nature in us. The Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, you gave me and everyone else in here that has been born again liberty at the rebirth. And where that Spirit is at, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we praise you that there is freedom in this place because we've been set free by the power of the new birth. We worship you, Father. We come to celebrate all of us where the Spirit of the Lord is, carrying, walking in, and having that Spirit inside of us, the Spirit that came from heaven, the Spirit that was given to us by the Holy Ghost, created in righteousness and true holiness. Where that Spirit is, there is liberty, there is freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from demonic demise and dementia of the mind, debilitation of every sort. There's freedom. You not only came to set my spirit free, but Lord, you came to set my body free to serve you all the days of my life. I glorify you. Where that Spirit is, there is so much freedom. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Freedom reigns in this place. A bunch of us have come to celebrate our freedom. Praise the Lord. We welcome all of you this morning and all of our family that's watching us this morning and that are part of this church as much as anybody that's seated here. We love all of you. We're glad you're here. And we appreciate you coming to celebrate Jesus with us this morning. And for just a few moments, we're going to ask you to greet one another, maybe with a handshake or a hello or a good morning. And just to know that if you're greeting someone that has the Lord in their life, has been born again or received Christ, you're meeting a fellow brother or sister in the Lord who has the life of Christ inside of them. And perhaps there's someone that has not received the Lord with us today. But you know what? He loves them just as much as he loves us. And he respects their life, and it's our privilege to have everyone here with us this morning. And we want to just say hello just for a few moments. Hallelujah. So those of you that are watching, don't go anyplace. If you go to the refrigerator, don't get something to eat just so you'll fill up. We've got something to fill you up. Stay close, okay? Hallelujah. So give somebody a great big good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to see all of you this morning, and I appreciate the love. You know, worship sets that up. Worship sets it up in a very powerful way. So we appreciate everybody. It's good to see Big K with us today. And he brought somebody now that is more special to us than himself. Just kidding, Kay. But Jada, would you please stand, please? Hallelujah. All right. Thank you so much. This is Kevin and Jada. You know, they're thinking about making a life of this, I guess, maybe. So we're looking down the road with them and praying for them. And so, you know, and here's another thing that just it never ceases to amaze me. It's the same thing that I saw with Carl and Jacoby. I just can't believe that these guys could get such beautiful wives. Or the possibility of it. It just amazes me. You know, that just shows you how much God loves them. Just, he loves them. He just loves them. So, hallelujah. It's good to have all of you. And Natalie's dad is back with us. I look at him. I said, man, you always look so good, man. That man, he looking, man, he keeps that waist down and them shoulders square. And that's good. I tell you, appreciate it. Hallelujah. Well, Candy and I had a great time. We were gone last week, and we vacationed up in Blue Ridge or north there, Morgantown, and we floated down those cold rivers and did all that kind of stuff and hiked up in the mountains, and Candy did a hike with me that I'd been wanting her to do for years, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. She went halfway. She got in some really good shape this year, and we went to the top of Chimney Top. If you ever... That's one of the harder hikes in the Smokies. And if you Google it, look at it, it's the rate of incline on the last mile is comparable to, they said, like a 14,000-foot rocky Colorado Rocky Mountain. I mean, you're just hundreds of stair steps. And so somebody said, that's not a vacation to me. Well, it was to us. We enjoy those kind of things. But I appreciate you being here and supporting everything while we were gone. So hallelujah. We love everybody watching. We're going to have a good time today. You guys had a great time Wednesday night. I know that because I listened to it. It was just absolutely incredible, phenomenal teaching that went forth. So praise the Lord. Help me receive this revival. Help me, first of all, in prayer and you dying daily. Those of you that know that I'm not trying to use an adage that is only our lingo, but those of you understand, I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about a directive that our lives are not our own, but they've been bought with a price. We say that every Sunday night. Gay will lead us again this Sunday night, and we'll continue to listen to the Sermon on the Mount lessons. But I say that to say this, there's a hunger inside of me. Like never before. You say that all the time, Pastor. I should, but because we should be changing, going from the next place, going from glory to glory in that sense of the word. So the closer I get to Him, the more I love humanity, and I love the people that we're after. So there's another side of you helping us with this revival, and that's your financial support. I'm not asking you to make me rich. God supplies my needs. I'm not asking you to, man, you guys blessed me a few weeks ago. That was incredible. But I'm not asking you to do that all the time and look forward to the next blessing that you can provide for me. That's not what this is about. We're in this for the long haul for the purpose of seeing people born again. Our city changed. Listen, there are... documented. I wasn't around, of course, but there are places where, you know, I read about old revivals, and there were places in history, there were certain islands where revival was prayed in, and the Spirit of the Lord was so strong that crime went down in those particular locales so much that they had to lay off their local police force. And I believe, man, I'm all for law enforcement, all for it. I'm all about it. But I tell you what, I believe that God's Spirit can so hover over a city and so incubate that city with a life force that it begins to change even the criminals' minds and puts them at an abate position where they cannot even carry out, because the presence of God is so powerful over that city. And that's where we're headed. That's what we're after. This is not spooky, spiritual Star Wars, you know, Avenger stuff. This is real stuff. It's the anointing, the power of God. Hallelujah. I pulled in. I took I had a rental four-wheel drive Ram. It looked good, didn't it, Carl? It looked real good, man. It was one of those
it was a 2019, only had 238 miles on it when I jumped in it the other day. I said, man, this thing smells good in here. Ooh, Lord Jesus. You just suck up that leather smell. And it was really nice. But, you know, I took it back yesterday, and but I went to wash it, and went to wash it locally. Well, so I got out, and I'm going to wash it because it's, you know, I went through some stuff in the mountains and had to put it in a four-wheel drive a few times and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to wash this before I take it back. Well, there's this guy there that's already there before me, and, you know, there's a black guy there. And so, you know, I get out, and he's doing his thing, and he's, you know, and he's a pretty good-sized guy, and he's whatever, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm going to get ready, and, you know, he's got his music on, and it's, I'm not offended at all, but it's, you know, it's F-bomb, 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 every word, like every, it's only got two words in between the next one. It's like, okay, man, this makes sense. I can tell you what the theme of this song is. I can tell you. But it wasn't in a sexual way. It was in a derogatory way. See, the nations of the world and races, Satan has so sowed a false narrative. And it's not false in the sense that it's not true among the lost. But the false narrative of the truth concerning the truth of Jesus Christ is there is a God in heaven that loves all races. And there's a God in heaven that once you are born again, see, you say, you're white. No, I'm not. I'm born again. I lost my white and black and yellow and brown orientation the day I was born again. There's really only one race now. That's the born again race, as far as we're concerned. And, you know, it wouldn't have helped me, you know, when I was listening and the song was directed, and it was directed, you know, so the hatred is among the nations, but the nations are, and the races are killing themselves. And they have a poor esteem of their own self because the song was, and I know, you know, I don't listen to them, but I've been around them enough to know. And, you know, it was a kind of a gangster song. It was like, you know, it was F, 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 and then it was towards the N, N, N. And it was a narrative against themselves. See, there was 30 shootings in Chicago last weekend, the 4th of July, and 99% of them was blacks killing blacks. It wasn't white killing blacks. But that hatred. But see, when I was there, I was like, God, I want to win that guy. God, I want to win that guy. I wasn't offended. I wasn't like, my God, you know, I can't listen to this. Now, if my grandson would have been there, I'd have probably put him in the truck and closed the doors. But I was like, man, I just want see, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And that's what we're after. It wouldn't have, you know, I couldn't have, I'm believing for the day and hour and now is that the power of God rests on all of us so much so that when we're in those situations that the anointing falls so strong that it breaks such a yoke of bondage on the minds that we're able to go into their world. See, their world, you know, he's probably looking at me. He probably didn't even take thought of me. He's trying to clean his car, and he's listening to his music. But if I'd approached him, he'd have thought, here, what's this cracker doing? You know, what's this cracker doing? And it wouldn't have helped me to say, hey, look, I've got black grandchildren. You know, man, I wish my little one wasn't asleep. I'd hold her up. She's the prettiest thing in this room. Besides for Drea and my other grandchildren. You better keep this straight. My DNA is in that black child, and I've never been more proud. But I could not have approached him and started explaining, and, you know, that wouldn't have broke the yoke. Neither would my, if I'd have come at him with my any kind, I couldn't have laid it down, but if I'd have tried to put any kind of thuggish talk. See, people believe sometimes that you've got to be, you see, the biggest lie that ever perpetrated the church, one of the biggest lies was you've got to walk in another man's shoes to be able to be a witness to him. You've got to know where he's been. Like, you've got to, listen, if that's true, then Jesus, how many women did he sleep with? How much cocaine did he snort? How many times did he do this or do that or look at porno or do this? Now, I'll give you this. He was tempted in all ways, but he never walked in that lifestyle. So I couldn't walk over there and say, hey, you know, what's up? No, it's sup. What's up's old. Sup. Sup might be old now. I don't know. Sup. Dude, I'm, you know, or, you know, Mexican. Vato! I could not approach, you know, I couldn't stand there and say, you know, man, I used to have all the kinds of women. I've snorted mountains of cocaine. That would have not broke the yoke. But I'll tell you, I desire to be a man like Jesus. To walk in his anointing that people feel his presence. Whether they look at me as a beginning, as a cracker or what, they begin to say, wait a minute, I'll let this man into my world because he has the words of life. Help me with this revival. Support it in prayer, but also support it with your finances as well. Please. It helps us. Most of our worship team is going away this week to the Young Adults Conference. We want to pray for that. We also want to support it. If you want to give something this morning, not what you should be giving to the church, but extra, and just put on their Young Adult Conference, we'll make sure they get that, because we want that place up there. They're going to Tulsa, and be a lot of wonderful speakers up there. Nathan Varble, is a wonderful young man, early 30s. Homer communicates with him all the time. I do from time to time, but not as much. I listened to a message that he did this past Sunday. What's the name of that message? Do you remember? It's the one, if you're talking about, Homer had an incredible message Wednesday night. I thought it just paired so well with his, and it was just wonderful, and it just, you're talking about a message of messages. I would encourage you, you're talking about something straight out of the heart of God that separates the works out of the path that we're on. Boy, you got to hear that message. It's very, very powerful, very, very powerful. He'll be speaking, kind of running. Homer spoke at the conference when he's gone before at times, but he won't be going this year. Most of our worship team will be going, but you'll all worship with me next week real well. Marty will pick out the right songs. We might get Marty up here worshiping with us. I don't know if he can play anything, but hallelujah. Walking in the law of love. That's the message. That's from 6:30, 6 June 30th. Can you imagine? This year is over halfway through. Hallelujah. It's going quick. I'm going to pray. I thank you all for those that are not here physically but give on a continual basis. Or maybe you don't give on a continual basis, but the Lord touches your heart this morning. I'm going to tell you before this is all over with, before I grow very old and die, we're going to have something in Immokalee that people are going to come here from all over, and they're going to be a part of this, and there's going to be such a saturation that when they drive into the city, they'll say, one thing about that city, it's not racist. It's not racist. It has the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit on it, and people will come here from all over to be a part of it with us. And because I can tell you this, I'm going to walk into that man's world, not to anger him, but to offer him something, and he's going to feel the anointing of God so strong that he's going to love and he's gonna be a part. That man being an example to every nation that or every race that's here in Immokalee. So help us out. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give this morning. Kingdom of God come, will of God be done. We bless you, we praise you, and we thank you for this opportunity to give. And we receive from Lord what you give through them, but also we also receive for their life that you will touch their lives with the power of God, and your blessings of financial blessings will be upon them in a very powerful way, I pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I saw, as you're preparing this morning to give, and please place in an offering envelope if you want credit for it, an awesome post that Homer sent me last night. Some of you probably seen it, of all those Marines just worshiping God and praising God and worshiping God and praising God and singing that one song that we sing here. I can't remember which one, but bless the Lord, O my soul. And man, they were just, my God, it was very powerful. But the amazing part, again, there was a bunch of whites and blacks and Hispanics with their, you know, their arms around, you know, guys. And these guys are trained to kill. They're that we train them to kill other people. And yet they were worshiping God for his salvation in their life. And only God can bridge those gaps. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Marty, if you'll give us something to bring this forward with. Hallelujah. And if you have something this morning, bring it forward, and we appreciate it. And you can get ready for the Word of God. Amen.